Controlling the influence of money on politics in Missouri is proving to be elusive. The state's ratings for transparency in elections and government slipped a little in February, and before that, there was a lot of room for improvement. Before Jason Kander was a member of the Missouri House, he was in Army intelligence in Afghanistan, doing anti-corruption work in the Afghan government.
Basically, it was my job to figure out which bad guys were pretending to be good guys. And when I came home and I ran for the legislature and I got to Jefferson City, I found that it just, frankly, was not as different from Kabul as it should be.
Kander says money talks too loudly in Missouri's capital.
It is literally legal for a politician to take $1 million from one special interest or another, launder those funds, and then do things that have directly to do with that special interest, and then tell their constituents they never took money from that special interest, because technically what they took money from is some committee called Missourians for Really Good Things.
Kander continues that the Committee for Really Good Things doesn't have to disclose its donors. He notes that in Missouri, the Ethics Commission can't start an investigation on its own, and a legislator can leave office and immediately go to work as a lobbyist. With Republican Tim Fluke, Democrat Kander co-authored an ethics bill that would have corrected many of those things. It got nowhere, but parts of it were tacked onto another bill that passed 2 years ago. Then in February, that law was struck down by a court.
The suspicion that many Democrats and even some Republicans hold is that this bill was sort of jacked up right out of the gate and designed in such a way that it would fail in the court.
Political columnist and up-to-date host Steve Kraske. Kraske agrees that money has too much influence on Jefferson City politics. But he says there's plenty of blame to go around.
Democrats, when they were in control, certainly didn't push the envelope very hard in terms of cracking down on this money system that we have in Missouri. Now, certainly Republicans are doing very much the same thing.
Just days after the court ruled the latest changes to Missouri's ethics law unconstitutional because of a technicality, Jason Kander introduced a bill to reinstitute the protections the court overruled and do it in a way that would stand up in court. But last month, House Speaker Stephen Tilley told our State House reporter the bill had a weakness. It would bring back the campaign contribution limits that he and many fellow Republicans oppose.
I've always been opposed to campaign contribution limits because it leads to what we used to have before, where people would give to committees and then the committees would give to other people, and it was hard to track the money.
Still, Tilley told Griffin he would call for a vote on the bill if it made it through committee. At latest check, 8 bills dealing with campaign ethics had been filed this year, and none had made it through committee. When we called Tilley, he referred us to GOP floor leader Tim Jones, who didn't return our calls, but Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholer did, and said there was a possibility Kander's bill and a GOP Senate version might pass.
There's always a probability. I know that the laws that were struck down, we passed those. I voted for them.
And so, says Scholer, did the vast majority of both houses. And he thinks they would again with a bill that is not flawed. Like Tilley, Scholer is not a fan of campaign contribution limits, though he thinks it is important for people to know who is contributing to a candidate. He also says it's most important to only elect candidates of good character.
Get people of good, honest character who are not going to be influenced by a donation or anything of that nature.
Democrat Kander disagrees. He says that contribution limits are needed to keep big money interests from drowning out the voice of the ordinary citizen. As for comments from Republicans Tilley and Scholer that contribution limits don't work, Kander believes they will work if they are combined with prohibiting political action committees from donating to each other.
That system originally came about to get around campaign contribution limits, and then eventually just became a system that was used to make it so that people can't see who you're taking money from generally. So I think it's important that we have not just campaign contribution limits, but also a ban on that system of moving around the limits and laundering money. I think those two need to go together.
Republican Scholer puts more focus on enforcement after the fact. He says the number one protection needed is more teeth for the Ethics Commission.
That when you do find a bad actor, they're able to take the actions necessary that people will take notice and understand that if I choose to be unethical in my behavior, that there is going to be penalties that I'm going to have to face.
Every need that Scholer and Kander mentioned is covered by some bill currently in the hopper. There's even a Republican bill from Senator Chuck Pergeson that includes the campaign contribution limits that seem to have so little support in his own party. But will any of those bills pass? We asked Steve Kraske.
No, nothing is going to pass this year. We're going to go through a major election cycle with the Wild Wild West sort of being the template for this election in terms of how it's going to be staged. You know, I'm not holding my breath, at least in the short term, Steve. I don't think anything's going to pass this year. I don't think anything's going to pass maybe in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years until more citizens begin to voice their concerns about this.
In the internet age, it's not hard for the public to voice concerns. But reporters working on an ongoing Public Radio International project on transparency in government say it may take a major corruption scandal to encourage Missourians to do that. Steve Bell, KCUR News.